What about the issue of management of patients with solitary or surgically resectable disease with colon cancer, specifically in the liver? I get the feeling talking to investigators has been a real major shift in approaching these patients just in the last few years.
Right, and there has been. In general, these are patients who get chemotherapy first and then go to resection, and you need to time it, and if they get Avastin, you need to stop the Avastin early. There is a little preliminary data that cetuximab may be a good choice in combination for that patient. I think the jury's still out. And one of the reasons is really to get a bioassay of the tumor. And so there is a fair bit of data that suggests if patients progress in the face of systemic therapy, so they have an isolated liver met that progresses, their prognosis is much poorer, and it may be a patient you spare a major liver resection because they're going to get progressive disease. There are exceptions, though, and so, you know, I saw a case a few weeks ago, a patient who was 5 years out from stage 3 colon cancer on surveillance CT scan has an isolated liver met. That's a patient we took right to surgery because the biology was already predictably favorable a long interval from the primary to the metastatic disease. But I think, as you said, I think that paradigm has shifted.
Is that affecting how you follow up patients after initial therapy? You're trying to diagnose recurrence earlier?
Well, we've always been pretty aggressive at our place, but I do think it gives much more justification for aggressive CT surveillance. Believing that you may get a second shot at curing patients and finding it earlier is better than finding it later.